Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
What a big, what a big, what a big.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Fever Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is Butterbay.
Don't, don't.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo,
IDGYAVA. Yeah, in the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end, the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, word is foul. What you holler about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's straight from the bands, I'm coming out like.
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love.
Hello. All right, yes, all right, yes. All right. Let's get it, baby. I'm like, hello, is it working? Are we on the air?
Oh, yeah, we've been on the air. We've been on the air.
You know, you know what it is, because I was waiting on the clap. Normally we get the clap and stuff after the song, and that didn't happen. So it just like threw us on there, you know.
So let me get
it. Ray Queen in the building. What's going on, Divas?
Let me give you what you was waiting for. There you go.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. We're trying to get it together over here, folks. Trying to get our minds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we good. Let me tell you something. I just quick. My dog never barks until it's time for me to go on the air, and then he want to start a shenanigans. Y'all may hear him acting up in the background, but. Anyway, folks, again, welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are on live with your divas, Miss Mo Better, Ray Queen, and Storm. We are in the building.
That's right.
This is an adult show. You know, this is 18 and older callers. We deal strictly with opinions over here. We are not licensed psychologists, so we are not here to fix anybody. However, if we can support you, we will. So we appreciate you guys calling in and chopping it up with us or just listening. That means the world to us. So we appreciate that. And birthday shout out to anybody celebrating birthday. Yesterday was my little man's birthday. He turned 15/45.
Happy birthday.
To my man Silas.
Happy birthday.
15/35. And shout out to anybody else who's celebrating a birthday in this Libra season, this Leo season, excuse me.
Leo, yes. Happy birthday to my son, 24 years old, Mookie Mook. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mookie.
Well, also, yes. Also, Divas, let's definitely shout out the mayor. I checked on the timeline. The mayor's birthday is coming up. I think it's on Sunday.
Yep.
So definitely happy birthday to the mayor in advance, you know.
Yes.
All
happy
right.
early
yes.
birthday to you, mayor, on behalf of GQ Palace. You know,
and a happy birthday.
Always family.
Happy birthday to my sister Selena on the
11th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Selena. Again, happy birthday to all that is celebrating, and celebrate responsibly. Going out to turn up. Listen, call Uber for your local taxi, or take the subway or whatever. No drinking and driving is just so not allowed, so not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, be safe. The weather's wonderful. We've been, you know, lucky. Sometimes I kind of wish for rain, don't y'all shoot me. But because it's good for our grass, it's good for our grass. It saves us on the water bill. So I'll be wishing for rain. We want that dead looking grass.
Oh, you on your own with that.
I don't mind.
Yeah,
the rain,
I'm telling you. I don't want the rain. I don't want to drive in the rain.
If I'm home
and I don't have to do nothing, then that's fine. Let it rain. But other than that, no, give me the sunshine. I like
it.
I love it. I love this time of the year. I love it.
I just love sports. So, you know, the football season is coming up. So I call that sweatshirt season. And I enjoy that time of year. You know why? Because there's less bugs. I can't stand the bugs. They get on my nerves. Flies, I hate flies. They so doggone nasty and annoying. I can't stand them. So that's the only downside to the summer that I don't really like is the, you know, the bugs all over the doggone place. So, a real quick story. I was reading on one of my friends' Facebook page. They went and got a burger and some fries and paid $20. $19.90, whatever, rounded up to $20 because you got to pay tax and tip and all that stuff. I just find that to be so insane, like, for restaurants to really even charge that much for a doggone hamburger.
Well, you know, it depends also on where you go. You know, like, it depends.
Area.
I mean, to me personally, I wouldn't spend, you know, $20 for a hamburger, you know, but it definitely depends on where you're at. You know, because there's a lot of expensive places out there, and something as good as a burger, you know, that could be, you know, pricey. I mean, I wouldn't pay it personally, but then again, too, you know, there's somebody out there that's going to spend that money.
mm,
There was somebody that did. There was somebody that did spend that chicken on. I said, we could have had a whole barbecue for $20. Let me shop. Let me shop. That's crazy. So what kind of announcements we got coming up for this weekend, Storm?
This weekend, we got a busy weekend this weekend. We have the boat ride on Friday night. So, of course, you can still get those tickets. You can reach out to any one of the divas. You can reach out to myself or Rich Money here on Facebook as well, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. You can reach out. We got those discounted tickets. That's right. We've been discounting them since we got them. So, yes, we have those discounted tickets, and we're looking to sell as many as possible. That's leaving out from the Nautical Mile.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking of the Nautical Lodge.
Yes,
I want to get there. Just saying. If my sister's listening, yes, I can't wait to go. So, yeah, but that's leaving out from there. But there is buses that's picking up from Brooklyn and Queens. For anyone that is going to travel, though, on the bus, you do have to pay, obviously. Anyone, you know, here from the island that's looking to drive out there, you don't pay nothing. You just buy your ticket, and that's it. So we'll definitely pull it out on Friday night. I think it pulls out, like, 12 or something like that. I think we board, like, 11:30, and then it pulls out at 12 o'clock. So we're ready. We're excited. That's on Friday night. Saturday, it's an open mic contest. One of Rich's good friends, DJ Kevsky, is having an open mic contest. I believe it's in, I don't want to be wrong, I believe it's in Manhattan. And that's, you know, something different. It's something new. I don't know if GQ Palace is going to be in the building there, but it's at the Ashford and Simpson Sugar Bar, and that is in Manhattan, 254 West 72nd Street, and that's between Broadway and West Avenue. So you can definitely go there that Saturday, August 12th at 7. $20 at the door for that. I don't know if you can register or how that process works, or you could just get up there. I don't know how that works, but we are promoting the event. The phone number the phone number that is on the flyer is, let's see what it is. Oh, get your tickets. Actually, get your tickets at eventbrite.com, open mic soul, cypher tickets. So there is no phone number, but there's an email that you can go on there. And if you, of course, reach out to myself or Rich Money privately, we'll do the legwork for you and get all the information for you. So that's on Saturday, August 12th. And then Sunday, of course, we have the famous Nonstop Media event. That is on Sunday. So we are definitely excited to go to that as well. Angie, are you getting up there this weekend, or what you doing?
Yeah. I'm hoping Ray say yeah, so she can just, like, I can have some company to ride with me this time. You know, the last time I rode by myself, right?
Yeah,
Saturday. What
I
time
know,
is it? What time is it going to be?
No,
what
it's
time
Saturday.
Is it?
Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Sunday. What time?
Sunday night. Well, technically, let's just say doors are going to open, you know, at like 7 o'clock because there's a fashion show, before the open mic. So with the fashion show, I think the fashion show is at like 7 o'clock. The show is probably going to start like 9, 10 o'clock. You know, usually they say 9, but usually that means 10. But you can still go down. You can go there. I believe it's too late to register to perform, but you can still go down there and look and see what the competition is. Celebrity guest Chrissy Monroe is going to be in the building. So, of course, you can definitely go and, you know, see her and, you know, enjoy her. Boy, she is a piece of work. I tell you, I've never met a woman that talk like her. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
No. I've never met a woman. I thought Miss Mobetta was bad, but she, no, Miss Mobetta ain't got nothing on her. Let me tell you. Chrissy Monroe is going to be the celebrity host for that event. And then Cuban Link is a judge. Shampoo's a judge. And Flyboy Chris. So you can definitely go there.
Flyboy Chris is funny.
It's $10 to get in, and it is a two-drink minimum. So it don't matter if you drink or not. You still got to, you know, pay your $10 pretty much.
All right, all right.
And then that's a $1,000 prize right there. You get $1,000 first place winner. Usually it takes a while. You know, of course, Miss Robetta does need somebody to go with because Lord knows that trip is far. That's a long trip.
I mean, it ain't that far as long as, you know, I ain't no turn up for me here. You know what I'm saying? But I do have a good time when we're there. You know what I'm saying?
Always a good time.
We definitely have a good time when we're in the building. So, you know, as long as,
so we'll be
you know,
in the building.
As long as I got used to it. As long as I ain't gotta really get up the next day, so I'm pretty much cool. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, get ready, you know, Divas, because it is definitely a busy weekend, you know. And those of us, you know, that are still working and partying at the same time, Lord knows this is gonna be a struggle. But we're gonna have to do it, and you know, we don't even have to do it a lot. But this is a busy weekend for us.
Absolutely.
So we'll definitely be there.
Absolutely.
The open mic contest on Saturday. We also will have, oh, my God, I forgot. Happy birthday to our godson. Oh, my God, I forgot. Ooh,
you know what? You want
punishment.
Don't kill me.
Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Lord knows, don't kill me. Yes. Baby Marcel, yes, we will be at his birthday party on the 12th. So you guys are welcome to join us there, too. It's in the Bronx, though.
Right.
But you guys are welcome to join us there, too. But happy birthday to baby Marcel. And
happy
God
birthday.
Mommy and God Daddy will be in the
birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, so, but that was all the announcement. Friday is the boat ride. Saturday is one open mic. Sunday is Nonstop Media open mic. So it's going to be a busy weekend. Drive safe. Be safe. Let's have a great time this weekend.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So,
that's
We're
all the announcement.
Reagan. Get in contact with me somehow one of these days.
I definitely will. I got you, sis.
Absolutely. Because I missed the last boat ride.
Friday, by the way.
I missed the last boat ride, which I heard was off the hook.
Oh, yes.
And it is a black and white affair, right?
Yes, it is a black and white affair. And we'll definitely be in the building. And we still, you know, last year, I want to say we ended up selling like 20 tickets. And it was great because everybody came out. So definitely people get those tickets, come out and join us, party with GQ Palace. We'll be in the building. It's a nice turnout.
Yes.
So if you don't have those tickets, you know, reach out to us. We got those tickets for you.
All right. There's no show
on Friday for anyone that's listening in. There's no show on Friday. There is a boat ride on Friday, but there's no show on Friday. So GQ Palace.
Get on down to that nautical mile. Get down to that nautical mile. Hop on that boat. You know.
That's fine.
Your nautical mile is usually always popping down there. You know what I'm saying? Always got some stuff going on down there. You know. So y'all come on out and hang out and party with the Divas and everybody else that's gonna be on that boat. You know. Good time, good drinks. You know. Come with somebody to drive if you gonna drink, and that's it. Get your party on. Get your boogie on. Yeah. So tonight, folks, our topic is how do you begin to how do you begin to heal after being in a broken relationship? Yeah, I know that sigh was for me. That sigh was for myself because I think I'm still trying to figure that answer out. You have to, you know what, I'm going to start this one. Normally I don't, but I'm going to this time. You have to learn to forgive yourself for the choices you've made. You understand what I'm saying? It's because a lot of times you start beating yourself up for choices you've made and like, oh, the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. My motto is and my thing is everything that has happened was supposed to happen. Now, you could take it, it can come to you as a blessing or a lesson. So which one was it for you? And this is what I had to tell myself to begin to heal. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, people don't come with side effect warnings posted on their forehead. They don't come with warning signs on their foreheads. So, you know, we don't really know who a person is until you've been with them for a while, until your time was already invested. You know. Mm-hmm. So again, you have to forgive, learn to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself first for, you know, for whatever has happened, for your role in whatever occurred in the relationship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and taking having accountability. You know, you have to be accountable for whatever position you played in the breakup or whatever. Now, that's not how it happens all the time. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. you haven't done anything to cause that. It's just you have some people that just don't know. They don't know. And I'm going to say no, dot, 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 because you either don't know how to love, you don't know how
mm-hmm.
to be a leader, you don't know how to be in a relationship, you don't know how to nurture things. It's a lot of things that go behind that no. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
K-N-O-W, not the N-O. K-N-O-W,
mm-hmm.
no. So it's a lot of things that can actually go after that dot, you know. And it now, like I said, to learn to heal, in my opinion, to begin to heal is like, again, you have to start forgiving yourself. Then you have to forgive the person that has caused you harm or hurt,
uh-huh.
you know, which is hard for some people. Some people just, you know, they're not easy to forgive, you know. It takes a while. So what you ladies think?
Well, I kind of went to a call, and then I just came back. So are you talking about the topic, or did we do, like, the news, and you're talking about
No. I just
the story
did the topic.
You want to talk about.
We're
okay.
just on the topic right now. How do you begin to heal after being in a broken relationship?
All right. So before I go to that, let me just bring on the first caller so then she can give her feedback on that topic, and then
okay.
we'll give ours, too. Cole, are you there?
Hello, hello, Divas.
Hey,
hello, Twisted Tea.
Building.
How y'all doing?
Good.
How you doing, darling? We're good over here. What's going on with you?
You know what? First off, then I'll get back into the topic. But I want everybody to keep the Delaney family in prayer. My son-in-law, well, my daughter's youngest son's father lost his 15-year-old daughter to cancer this week, last week. And they didn't find out for a week. Yeah, and the funeral is tomorrow, and it's a lot of animosity, and he's not sure he won't even go to the funeral. So just keep the Delaney family in prayer, guys.
Yes,
like
we pray.
We pray
for peace over their family.
Exactly,
in the name of Jesus.
Exactly, and I thank you guys. You know, and that's all I want to say about that because I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
But I miss you guys, and what was that topic again? How do you begin to heal? How do you begin to what?
Heal.
And,
how do you begin to heal after being in a broken relationship?
As you divas know, you know, I've been through the mill and back, but guess what? If it wasn't for the good man up above, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's
that's
not
right.
an easy situation.
I know
mm-hmm.
that's right.
And the longer that you're in this relationship, the harder it is to heal. I'm just
mm-hmm.
being honest
yeah.
with you. Like, I was in a crazy relationship. Well, I'm not going to say crazy. I was in a relationship for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, happy. Yeah, I was having my ups and downs, red flags going all the way across the board. But at the end of the day, I still wanted what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I still
uh-huh.
wanted this relationship because I felt like it would get better. But lo and behold, like, you know, things just started, like, towards the end, it was like he was there almost every single day. And I was like, something is not right with this situation. So I got this call one day. Well, baby, I'm going to better myself, to help you, da-da-da-da. Make a long story short, I'm going to move to Texas. All the way to Texas. Okay, cool. No problem. So until this day, this person, this man, that's supposed to be my man, don't know, baby, August 6th of this year, You was a whole married man. You got a whole year of anniversary in. I tell you, happy anniversary. What the? I'm not going to say what I want to say because it may be some teenagers on.
Uh-huh.
But you're like, yo, what do you think I am? Like, I've seen this. I've seen the clown pictures, like, of you in your trucks and all this and your best friends. Oh, I was at my best friend's wedding. What?
Lying.
It's not easy, but you know what? I thank God. I thank me, myself, you guys as well. I got to give y'all credit.
And
especially Lavina and Rich, because they went through this with me for some years.
Yes, they never downed me, though.
They let me know, hey, whatever your decision is, we're still here with you. Storm and Rich, if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have made it I am today. But it's not an easy situation. You got to be strong and believe in yourself to get through whatever you're going through. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a two-month relationship. You got to be strong. You know, because you can easily down yourself and say, well, it was my fault because, see, if I had a did this, if I had a did that, then it may have been different. No, it wouldn't have. Just know that when God closed one door, he's opened up a better door. And God knows, I'll tell y'all right now, me moving from that situation, me moving from that state, I am in a better place and space than I ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my own place. I've got a car. I've got a peace of mind. And I don't have a man. But I'm happy it's all get out.
It's all right.
And that's
so
all
that
I got to say
to
about
you,
it.
But that goes to show you, you don't need a man. The man is the one. You know, you don't
Thank
need
you,
a man.
Storm.
And,
Thank
and
you, Storm.
To me, I feel like people have to realize that you need to be strong yourself and make sure that you can identify with whatever issues that you may have that because of some previous relationships. And once you start being able to identify it and working on yourself, everything else comes into place. And you know God's not going to give you more than you can handle. You know, those struggles was for a reason. That was your test. And you passed.
Storm, you know what I hate to cut you off, but you said something, and I actually just learned this week, and it makes a lot of sense. And when it comes up with that, the saying that God gives you, he don't give you no more than you can bear, that's not true. That's not true. He does. He allows
you
to go through more things that you can bear. You know why? Because he wants us to depend on him. You understand
exactly.
What I'm saying? Now, trust me, he is an on-time God, and he works things out. Like I said,
always.
Everything that happens is supposed to happen as either a blessing or a lesson. So a lot of times because we try to work so many things out on our own, we mess it up all the time. You know how we do. We mess that stuff up all the time. And then guess who we go back to? God.
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 You know, not interjecting or anything like that, but I want y'all to know, Sunday was my first time being in church, and I don't even know when.
Your punishment.
And the thing was, I feel so much better. Like, it was the best choice. And it was Romans 8, verse 31. If God is for you, who can be against you? I'm going to tell you. That just made me even stronger with me dealing with what I deal with. Because, Storm, you know for yourself that I was not the one. I don't care if I was on the second floor. I ain't trying to stay by myself. I'm on the bottom floor. And you know what? I sleep in peace every single night. I didn't think I could do it.
But I've been doing it.
And it's only because of God. Like, I know who brought me where I am today.
I know that.
And I am so happy. And that's all I got to say about that situation. Sorry for interfering in anything.
No, you're all right.
That's
my
bad. That's fine, girl.
Look,
don't worry about that.
The thing that, See, the thing about, and like I think I always say it, but the thing about, you know, this show is that everybody has an opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no right or wrong answers. Everybody has an opinion, and you're a living testimony of everything that you went through. You know, when we sit and we quote, you know, the Bible and different scriptures and stuff, everybody may interpret it different. It depends on how you interpret it. As long as you're not coming in with something negative, you can interpret it any way you want to.
I know.
Because there's different people that's going to interpret it to you different ways, and you just have to figure out which way that you want to interpret it. And as long as it's, you know, the correct way between you and God, that's all that matters.
Right.
So you're a living testimony.
That's right. You got to have
that
personal relationship.
And I don't take any credit, and I'm sure Rich doesn't take any credit. T, that's all right there. That's all God's work. That's all God's plan.
I know, but I have my family to help me.
Of course.
But I have my family.
And we'll always be there.
But
you know
what, Lavina?
Always be there.
You know what, God uses people. He uses certain people like you and Rich to reach people. You understand what I'm saying?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. He'll use y'all to reach other people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just like he ordained y'all to have this radio show. You know
there
what
you
I
go.
Mean? Because it has opened up a lot of platforms for a lot of people. So that's how. And see, and this is what people have to get into. You're not going to go and open your door and see a man standing there in his big white robe. You're not going to see it. He lives through us. He lives through us. You understand what I'm saying? God is a spiritual being, which and we're the hosts. He uses us as hosts. So people have to get that in their head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So stop expecting, like, I'm going to do what I want to do so a man go come to my door and be my savior. No, that's not how that works.
No.
He lives through us. You know, and that's not to even say that we're perfect or anything, because that's so far-fetched. But, nobody on this earth is perfect. Everybody got a story to tell at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
That we on this subject, y'all would not believe. Okay, day one, I've only been here, it'll be 2 weeks Friday. I've had problems with the neighbor upstairs. Like, what is going on? So, you know, like, I'm trying to, y'all know how I can be. Y'all know I can be a humdinger. So, I was so pleasant and tough.
That's what you call a humdinger?
I didn't want to say the H word, but anyway, what had happened was, like, day one, I came over to see my place. After my electric was on, everything like that, this chick comes downstairs. Oh, let me move my car. Before they hit it, call the neighbor. You better look out there and make sure that your car didn't get hit, because she tried to squeeze in between, like, really? Like, we got room, like, point blank, point blank. So, make a long story short, this past Thursday, which be a week tomorrow, like, the neighbor just went in on her. Like, you're trying to tell this woman what she can cook out, what she can do. This grown woman paying her own rent. And if you have a problem with anybody that's down there, you need to address her, not who's doing whatever. Address her. They got into it. This woman said, you know what? You brought the real person out of her. She said, is jealousy true enough? You know, because she called the name. Oh, she's moving in. Oh, they got expensive things. She's got this big TV. She's got this nice furniture. Her family is driving Mercedes. She's got a Ford Explorer. Her sister has a Ford Expedition.
What does that have to do with her, though?
But my thing is, right, when another young lady, she was like, I want to know why y'all speaking to me, but you're not speaking to this other lady. I was so calm. And y'all know that's not me. I said, look, if you cross me twice, shame on me.
Mm-hmm.
First time, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
But twice, and then you keep apologizing, I don't have a third time for you. So my thing is, I'm going to stay on my side of the fence. I pay the rent downstairs. If you got a problem, you need to knock on my door. But don't even knock on my door anymore. I'm done with you. Please. Don't even part your lips to even speak to me. I'm done.
Yeah.
And you know any other time, storm, you know me.
She had some issues.
You would have asked a fool.
She really sounds like she has some issues, this lady.
She does.
Like, she wanted to be in this building or whatever all by herself. She didn't want nobody else living there.
Right, and that's what
exactly.
They told her. You need to have a house. So, long story short, everybody else, the neighbors and everybody, figured out this woman. She had been going back telling her supposed to be, quote-unquote, best friend's husband that she was talking to somebody that was locked up, and when he get out, she was going to put him out. Yo, nobody speaks to this woman anymore.
Oh,
the landlord has told her she's got to go.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, yeah, she needs to be separated because it sounds like she just can't. She's not allowing herself to get along with her neighbors and all of that stuff. And it's just, listen, let me tell you another lesson that I learned. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You can be minding your business and all of that stuff, and somebody just going to come out. It will pull you out your character. You know what I mean? It takes the patience of a saint. You know what, Lord Musa, I ain't got it today. You better check me. You know what I'm saying? You better check me. Check me, Lord, because otherwise I don't know what I'm liable to do next.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Right.
And people will do that, whether you're at work
or
it could be at church. It could be at the grocery store. It could be your neighbor.
Right.
It could be anybody that'll drag you right out of your character and be like, you know what? F this. I'm going to go off on her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I see y'all making me bring up so many things that, like, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to be done. Like, the little young girl that I told y'all in the past, right, she knew my daughter. She called my daughter mom, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, they had a visual for her last week.
Okay.
The aunt, the mother, and a great aunt jumped my daughter.
Oh, Lord.
At the visual.
Oh,
but
God.
But guess what? Guess who intervened?
Oh, God, is this the tea show? What is going on?
I'm done. You know what?
I go. Is this the tea show?
Back.
Divas, what is going on? Tea, we're going to have to talk to you.
We're
going to
have to do another show. We're going to have to do another show.
This is like the tea show right here.
But that goes to show. That goes to show, though. You know, broken relationships don't always have to be between, you know, two a man and a woman. It could be family, you know, or friends.
Just
so
friends.
It could be a boss and an employee relationship.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know, all kinds of different kind of
relationships. Yeah, and as you can see, it'll hurt the next person. It'll hurt the next person. It'll hurt the next person, you know?
Right.
So,
but do you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You have to be strong enough to deal with whatever comes your way. You know, like I said, I've been through a lot, and I'm sure everybody has. But at the end of the day, if you can't handle these relationships, the breakups and everything like that, you're going to be, like, lost. You're going to be lost. There you go. Basically. You know, anybody that, you know, hey, if you're in a relationship and you see that things are going wrong, it may hurt you, but it's best because, see, I was told to go ahead and get out of this relationship way before I got in it, but I thought I could make things better. I didn't.
Of course.
So I had to deal with the consequences with change.
All right,
you know,
right. Just real fast. Sorry about that. We do have another caller. I missed a couple things of what you said, T. I do apologize.
That's okay,
but,
baby.
We have another caller, but I just want, and I'm sure the divas will agree. You got to make sure that you let your daughter. Our daughter, you know, because you've been a part of GQ Palace for a very long time, let her know that she has to be careful out there because just because she was able to overcome them jumping her or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, I follow her, so I know what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you got to make sure that you let her know to be careful. She's a mother first before anything else, and God forbid anything happens to her, what about those kids? So there's nothing that's more important than
her
own kids, the ones that she birthed, the ones that, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing more important than that. So she has to realize that sometimes in the heat of the moment, you know, we say things and we do things and stuff get out of control real quick and stuff. You know how it is. You know, and nowadays people don't want to fight fair. They want to jump. They want to pull out weapons and stuff like that. That's another unhealthy relationship. You know, we talk about dealing from, you know, relationships. This is another relationship as well. It's a relationship with the family, relationship with the friends. It's all types of relationships. And she needs to be very, very careful. Some of these fights that people get into, it's not their fight. It's not their battle.
I agree.
She got to know that. Because God forbid something happened to her. What about her kids? What about her new baby?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's nothing that's more important than that. And sometimes I hate to say it, but when you outnumbered and stuff like that, you got to be careful. Because God forbid she can be hit in the head or whatever. She can hit her head when she hit. You never know what can happen. And I would hate to hear, we would hate to hear that something happened to her, you know, dealing with these crazy folks over some stupid stuff.
I would go
crazy.
I know I would go crazy.
I'm just saying, I see the posts and stuff on there. Don't want to waste too much time, you know, keep, you know, dragging it. But just saying, make sure that you as a mom, that you don't condone what goes on. You know, you keep reminding her that there's a better way to handle it. You got
to
think of your babies. Sometimes if you
know
the situation is unsafe,
if she has to separate
herself,
then she separates.
You see what I'm saying? So just saying, you know, we love her. We got nothing but love for her. We got nothing but love for you. But just be careful out there because people don't fight fair nowadays. With that being said, we do have a caller, guys. Let's just bring them on real fast. Barry, you there?
Yes, hello, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Hi.
Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Divas. What's going on?
I want to call, I want to say hello to T, because I want to thank her for coming by on the 4th of July when she stopped by Raleigh. She came to visit me.
That's nice.
That's what it's all about. Like you said,
that's
nice
to see a familiar face and, you know what I'm saying, hang out and all that good stuff, no strings attached.
So that was nice to see you. And I just want to shout out to you guys and just say hello. My birthday's Saturday, so.
Happy birthday, Barry.
Yeah.
Have you heard our topic, Barry?
Came from my nightly walk. So what is the topic?
Oh, tonight is how do you begin to heal from a broken relationship after being in a broken relationship?
The main thing is that you can't control other people. That a lot of times we get so upset and hurt by whatever, and it could be I guess with even my ex-wife and other people, you know, still, like, sometimes you just don't get over it. It could be 30 years, whatever, but you can't control what the other person does, so you just got to really take it upon yourself, and like Storm said, you got to pray, because when you have bitterness and whatever else, and it's nobody hurting yourself but yourself. You're not hurting nobody but yourself, so you can't control somebody else's actions, you know? It's just, it is what it is.
That's 100%.
Yeah, because you walk around all mad and everything else, and 9 times out of 10, it comes back to them. You know, especially if they did you wrong, purposely or whatever, trying to be slick. It is what it is. But the thing is to free yourself, and nothing comes good out of bitterness.
That's the truth. That's what I was saying before. You have to learn to forgive yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And don't beat yourself down for for whatever's happened. You know, like I said, just take it as a lesson and hope, and in the hopes that you get over that, so if you do go into another relationship, you're not dragging that with you. You know what I mean? So,
you
have a lot of that. A lot of times people become very bitter from broken relationships. They become very, very bitter. And that carries over. And I just, in my personal opinion, give yourself time in between relationships. Don't just jump from one sack to the other thinking like, okay, this is going to be it. Make sure you have closure with your previous relationship, and just don't jump into another one, you know, unless it's a job relationship. All right, because you don't want to be sitting around broke and destitute because you done gave up one job because you was mad and you ain't have no backup plan. But as far as an intimate relationship between a man and a woman, man and man, woman, woman, however y'all do it, then, you know, give yourself time to heal. Make sure there's closure in your previous relationship before moving forward.
Yeah. Right, and just,
that's,
you know, and
you can't carry an old relationship into a new because, and we all do that. We've all done that. I'm pretty sure nobody's.
I've done that.
You know,
yes, I have.
You put that wall up, and because you got to guard your heart. But sometimes you do got to be careful. You can't keep, like you said, you can't keep making mistakes over and over. Like she said, or like, you know, mistake. You do me once, and then second time it's on you. But with a new relationship, you know, and a lot of people carry that bad relationship to the new one, and they ruin their good one. They might get that right person, and they ruin it because they're about somebody that hurt them from the past. And we all have done that, so you got to start it with a clean slate.
Absolutely.
I don't want to,
I'm always devil's advocate, but I know, like, in myself, in my own, like, situation, I know that it's hard to not take it with you in the next relationship. Because I'm hearing you guys and I'm saying to myself that, you know what, I agree with you, but then I feel like there's also that time where, you know, okay, well, you go into that relationship and something that, you know, the ex used to do, you know, that could be something that all of a sudden now your new person is doing that. Or, you know, if they say something, you're like, well, I heard this lie before. You know, it's like you're quick to, you know, assume that the person is guilty before, like, hearing the person out. So to me, it's like I want to say, you know, that it's easier said than done, and sometimes I still feel like you still bring a little bit of baggage with you in that new relationship, because when you say closure, what's closure really? Is closure accepting the fact that the relationship's over and you know why it's over? Because that doesn't mean that it's closure as far as you're healed from the situation. You know what I'm saying? That healing process takes a lot longer to me than the closure that you get. The closure you get is like, okay, you know what, I admit I messed up. You know, but the healing process to all the pain and suffering that was done, that takes longer. So I feel like people still bring a little bit of that baggage with them in that new relationship. You know,
well,
I feel what it is.
Because, again, those are lessons. You know what I mean? And those are also red flags. You have to pay attention to this stuff. So we're actually, as human beings, we're more alike than we actually want to admit. Everybody wants to be different, but we have a lot of similarities and stuff and qualities and different things like that than we let people on to. You know what I mean? So it's just, now, as far as healing goes, that can vary from person to person. That could be, it can be longer for you than it is for me, you know, and we do take some stuff with us because, again, you have to pay attention. But you have some people that are actually just like, you'll sit and look for this stuff. You know what I mean? You can't just sit around and like, oh, I'm just waiting for this to happen. You know what I mean? And that's just bringing that negative vibe with you. That's all that's doing. It's bringing that negative aura. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? If a situation happens to arise, I'm going to keep my eyes open to pay attention to what I've experienced. I've seen this before. So if I've seen it before and I know what it is, that red flag pops up again, I'm not going to give this next person as many chances as I did the first one.
Yep.
Right.
Well, I think not only are you not going to give them the chances, but I don't think you're going to get the chance. Because you just went through that already. So therefore, you're not going to give them a chance. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to give them a chance to say, okay, you know, to make a fool out of you or make you feel something different. You know, I think that there's really no right or wrong, you know, to it. I think that it's everybody just has to figure out what works for them, you know.
Right.
Like one of my coworkers, she was trying to give me like a relationship advice. I'm like, you're not even in a relationship. Like, you can't tell me about a relationship because you're not even in one, you know. And she's like, yeah, but I don't have – yes, you do. You can't tell me, you know, tell me what you experienced. Don't give me your opinion about the here and now because you're still kind of bitter to me. You know what I'm saying? You're still a little bitter. So tell me about what you experienced and how – what you experienced, you were able to overcome. you know, don't give me advice on the here and now, because you're not even, you know, going along with the here and now. You're kind of like, oh, he did me wrong, but I'm still going to keep on doing this and doing that and messing with this married man, because you're still mad. Because
right.
at the end of the day, if you wasn't still mad, you wouldn't be jumping from dude to dude. You'd be like, you know what, I want somebody for myself. Well, I value myself enough not to want somebody else's man. Know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
to me, it's like you kind of got to be careful. You got to be careful with it, you know, when different people try to, like, tell you different stuff, because if they're still bitter and they still feel in some kind of way and they're not in a relationship, you know, I like to tell people before you can, you know, desperately quote me or tell me something about my relationship, please make sure you check your own relationship first, you know, and
yeah,
if there's
well,
no relationship, you know, you might want to figure out why first.
You have to be careful who you go to for advice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You definitely have to be
volunteer.
Careful because you know why? Not everybody has your best interest at heart. You know,
well,
what I,
they
you
do.
Have some people that are just, they're looking for somebody to be as miserable as they are.
Right.
So, you know, even whether they're in a relationship or not, because a lot of people are not in relationships simply because of past experiences. You
right.
know, so mm-hmm. it's not that she's even in a relationship or not. It's just, do you have my best interest at hand? You know what I mean?
See.
So,
but see, the way I am is I don't. If we're talking, because we were just talking, it's not even someone that, like, I would deal with on an everyday basis. It
okay.
was a group conversation that everybody was talking, and she just happened to, like, put her, you know, kind of like 2 cents in because everybody was chiming in. And my thing is I don't think of, like, my best interest. I think of where the opinion is coming from. And
mm-hmm.
to me, it's like, you can't tell me, oh, how to have a long-lasting relationship or a long-lasting marriage when you don't have one. Know what I'm
yeah.
saying? You don't have one. So you can't tell me how to keep one or what to do or what's the, give me, like, the positive feedback. You can't tell me that because you don't have
you
one
know,
yourself.
You know how you flip that? Be like, well, how did you make your relationship work?
You know, like, come on. Like are you forgetting this now? Like,
that is funny.
You know,
yeah,
so
that's how you flip it on the next time. Look,
be
that's
careful,
how you flip
you know,
it. Like
people like that.
Next time, we're like, how did your relationship work out?
You know,
you
no,
ain't even in one.
Like, are you married? Are you engaged? Are you dating? Because if you're not, we can't even talk. Because
yeah.
you can't tell me nothing. Know what I'm saying? I want the old person that can tell me, okay, well, you know what? What's tell me the secret to having a successful marriage or a marriage
right.
that, you know, might have problems but not too many problems, you know.
Right,
I want
right.
to know that. I don't want you to tell me what you think or what you're going to do in your new relationship. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I
mm-hmm.
want to hear from someone that's already in it and that's living it and that, you know what I'm saying, and they're good. I don't want it from someone that doesn't really know.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't know. That's like I said, that's the good thing about the show is that everyone's entitled to an opinion, and I just think that some people are just not good people to give advice on relationships.
Yeah, and that's the truth. You're, and especially if somebody you're familiar with, you know what I mean? And be like, you know what? I've seen what your relationship looked like. No, thank you. I'm just gonna keep it trucking. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let it do what it do, because, right? Again, we're gonna result back to praying. You ask God. You have to be careful what you pray for. You ask God to reveal things to you, and He will do it. Trust
mm-hmm.
me. I know that from experience. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? When I just, it's amazing because you know what? Like, oh God, you just so amazing, and then you start praising Him because He will do it. You know what I mean? Again, you might go through some things first. He might allow you to go through some things again, so it can revert back to Him because that's what He wants. He wants us to give Him the glory. You know, as selfish
mm-hmm.
as that sounds for us humans.
No, it's not selfish though, because you know what? It's the truth, you know. And sometimes people say, "Oh, you know, the truth is, you know, pain." It is, but you know what? I'd rather someone give me the straight fact truth than
mm-hmm.
lie to me. You know, like tell me the truth,
and
then
the
you know,
truth,
I can pick up the pieces later on.
And the truth shall set you free.
Right,
so girl, yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, tell me the truth. I'm sorry. I want to know the truth.
No, and that, you know what that does? It just gives people the option. Like, all right, you tell me the truth and give me the option whether I want to stay or not. Don't be selfish enough to think you're lying and thinking that you're getting away with something. And then the story changes and the truth comes out. Now it's a whole big mess when this could have been avoided in the beginning. All you had to do was tell me what it really is. You know, especially as adults. We're adults now. Let's handle things as adults. Don't stop trying to fabricate things just to have things your way, because
right.
that never ends up in a good position. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't, though. It doesn't, and it never plays out in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, because it, to me, I feel like as long as you, you know, if you put God first, everything else falls into play, no matter when it falls into play, but it'll fall
mm-hmm.
into play because he already has it designed. So it's up to you to just follow that path. If you decide that you want to go to the left and everything that he's doing and saying is going to the right and you go to the left, that's on you. You got to deal with that.
Right,
that,
right.
That's nothing to do with me. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. You know, I'm going to pray
but,
for you.
I this is changing the subject a little bit, and this is going off mark. I just want our people to stand, to pay attention to what our president is doing right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'm just, you know, reading breaking news and all that stuff. He's trying to declare war on these people that really don't care. You understand? So just you know, stay abrupt, and now we got to pray more than ever. So that's
mm-hmm.
all I want to say about that.
Amen.
And for
Amen.
People who are just listening, you said it was breaking news, because I know they're probably like, what? Like, where'd that come from? So just...
Yeah, I'm sorry that
elaborate. You have to elaborate.
Yeah, that was
for the
breaking news. You know, Donald Trump has issued, well, Kim Jong, whatever his name is, the leader of North Korea, has
uh-huh.
said that if it's, let me see, it's kind of a long story, but he's telling Donald Trump if he don't knock it off, he's going to send a missile out to his peoples, which where the missile would land is in Guam. Is in Guam, which has a lot of U.S. A lot of U.S. military there. So Donald Trump says to Kim Jong-un. I'm sorry, because I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Kim Jong-un. He made threats, you know.
I'm sorry,
you know,
I don't
talking about missile strikes and stuff like that. And Donald Trump is talking about if he don't stop, it's going to be with force and heat and all that stuff like that. This man has been in office in less than 100 days. He might be at 100 days now, so. And
I'm
already
really
trying to declare
over.
War.
Well, listen,
nuts.
With that being said.
Nuts.
No, I was going to
go ahead, Barry. Go ahead, Barry.
Not to say we are in trouble because both of them are nuts. Both of them are.
They are.
They're both nuts. And he's a nut. I don't see why the Republic. You know who has to do it? Because we fight, you know, as the people of the liberals were, but the Republicans are going to have to stand up because he's destroying their party. So they got to take initiative and say he's unqualified, he's unstable. And they have to do it. And I think they will do it. I think after a while they're going to say, you know, he's not qualified and unstable. Because they already raided the guy that ran his campaign's house. They're not playing. The FBI, they're going after him. They raided the guy.
They're going to shut down his entire cabinet.
Yeah.
So they better do it before he get that trigger finger. Before they get me out of this seat, I'm declaring war. That's what he wants to do. He's had a hard-on for this forever, since he was
Rachel,
a little boy.
Rachel,
this is what he had
saying?
To
Yeah.
I was going to say, with that being said, everybody needs to stay woke. Stay woke. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to everything that goes on around you and even outside the circle, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Know what's going on. I never paid attention to or cared about politics until the past, you know, couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Never cared about voting, never cared about the president, you know, but it's important. Pay attention and to, you know about all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But we're definitely in revelations. If we don't, you know, if anybody that reads the Bible, we could see we're definitely toward end times. Just how much longer do we have? You know, I think he's speeding up the process, Donald Trump. for America.
He sure is.
He's just speeding up the, because every empire falls, and you know, like the Roman Empire. I mean, we just can't be the best forever. And then he's just making so much. Donald Trump is, he's making our allies enemy. You know, he dogs everybody. He thinks this is his celebrity. He thinks he's his apprentice. You just can't go fire people like that. This is the United States of America and the whole world.
Like,
they laugh.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all surprised. I'm not surprised. I don't know about y'all.
I knew this mess was coming when his butt even tried to become
when
president.
He got in
and,
there.
Oh,
yep.
Yes, and then once he got in, I knew it was going to be a downfall. But with that being said, Jonathan Divas, we're coming to the end of our show where we normally go around and give our final thoughts on tonight's show. If we all would love to do that one at a time. T, you were our first caller. Are you there, T? You want to give your final thoughts?
Yes, I am. Like I said, just be strong.
That's funny.
Just be strong to deal with whatever the consequences are. Like, you know, everything, we would love to for everything to be lasting forever, but it's not so. I mean, some do, but just be able to be strong enough to deal with whatever comes your way.
That's right. Amen to that.
Right. Amen. Barry. Mm-hmm. Barry, you want to give your final thought on tonight's show?
Yeah, just like, you know, in trying times, I mean, it's best to forgive and just stick together because there's too much division in this world. So, like I said a little earlier with the bitterness, you know, forgiveness frees yourself. So, you know, whatever's happened, just forgive and free yourself, you know, because life is too short. I have family members dropping like flies, you know, and they're like a couple years old, you know. Like, I put up that picture, like, nobody lived past, like, 63. And I know my father lived to 95, but that's scary when, you know, family members like that are dropping like flies and stuff. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's unforgiveness and bitterness and then, you know, they go to the grave, or like when they're on their dying bed, then you want to say, oh, I forgive you. And, you know, not good. Not good.
That's
so
right.
You got to make peace and stuff, because I got to say, you know, goodbye to my uncle. And, his, you know, I didn't have no bitterness with him, but it was just like, you know, just a lot of stuff from the past. And, you know, I got to see him on his deathbed, you know, through the messenger, you know, and then he died the next week. But, you know, and he said, I have regrets and then I don't. So it's not good to be like that when, you know, you come together in death. You got to come together in life, too. So that's my last
point.
Yeah, because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. Yeah, so then you're going to have regrets.
Amen.
Regrets. They're dropping like flies. And it's not a joke, especially when, when you get in your 50s, you know, hey, you're looking at, like, how much time do I have left? So you got to live it to the fullest. That's my last point.
All right, now.
Amen.
My final thought is just, pray about it. Mine is just pray about it. And I don't know, I guess I'm just at this, you know, place in my heart where I just feel like you just gotta, you know, just learn not to just take everything so serious, you know, and don't take life for granted, and just make sure that, you know, if mistakes were made, you do want to make sure you acknowledge those mistakes. You know, don't wait until it's too late, because God forbid anything can happen. You know, so my thing is just pray about it. You know, you don't want to bring any baggage, but if you do, just be prepared to deal with the outcome of bringing the baggage and whatever the baggage might be.
Yeah.
You know?
Get rid of that baggage. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Amen. In a nutshell, everything that, you know, that Barry said and that Storm said, definitely trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding.
That's right.
Pay attention to all the red flags and know yourself and your self-worth, and do not be bound by unforgiveness, because it definitely exists. I'm definitely passing on the mic. Before doing that, though, I just want to let everyone know that we are on same time, same place, same phone number every Wednesday. And tune in next week. And definitely, I'm passing on the mic, Miss Mo Betta.
What you want to do? Hey. Y'all know I'm crazy. Y'all know I'm a little touchy. Anyway, again, we like to thank our callers and listeners for tuning in to GQ Palace Radio. Without y'all, there is no us. And as far as our topic goes, be sure to heal, to begin to heal, learn to forgive yourself, and then to take accountability for your actions. As if one of our callers, Barry, said, you can't control what others do. So even if they have harmed you, if you felt they've harmed you before the point of physically, you have to learn to forgive them as well in order to start to heal and move on. Try not to take any of that stuff over to a new relationship if you are starting one. Just love yourself. Just start loving on yourself even more. And with that said, I'm chucking up the deuces.
And we look forward to you guys hanging out with us this weekend. Don't forget, boat show.
Friday.
We have the boat ride on Friday. Get those tickets, discounted tickets. Yes, we have them. Saturday is the open mic and Baby Marcel's birthday. And then Sunday is a Nonstop Media's open mic. Be there or be square. That was kind of whack, but I like it anyway.
We're just being real corny tonight. We're just being real corny.
Yeah, I always like that. I always like that. Take care, guys.
Yeah.
Be there or be square.